America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I wanted to ask you a question, and it's a question I've been getting a lot lately, and I think, unfortunately, a lot of fans, I think there's kind of like the fantasy footballization of fandom, where if there's not, if there aren't statistical, if a guy doesn't have stats, then people are like, oh, why isn't he playing well? I think Ben Sennett's playing quite well for a rookie.
Oh, yeah.
He's super tough, super physical.
Yeah.
The stats haven't really followed in the pass game.
Sure.
And a lot of people are like, oh, man, they got to get Sennett going. I think when you have a top five offense, you don't necessarily need to get anyone going. You just keep doing what you do. But what do you think of Sennett so far, and what do you think kind of happens going forward here?
Yeah, I think Sennett's doing a really good job. I think the physicality that he plays with, the versatility he brings to the offense, that kind of Kyle Juszczyk fullback element is really, really valuable. So I think there are times where you're kind of like, that's probably a mental mistake that happens, you know, once or twice a game. He's a young guy trying to figure it out. But I think in terms of role, like him and John Bates, man, like the Bash brothers out there, it's pretty exciting to watch. And I know there's not a lot of catches, but like that's not his role right now. You know, John Bates doesn't have a lot of catches, and you don't say he's playing bad football. It's like my role is to be physical, block in space. When I do have an opportunity to catch football, I'm going to catch it. And that's not to say he can't do that. And I think they'll use him more as his career evolves in that way. But
I think for Sennett and for Luke, the second half of the season here could be where you start to see more consistent offensive production.
Yeah, and I think Luke's probably, I would probably put him ahead of Ben, because Ben's role right now is something very, very specific.
Right.
But I do think Luke, he runs good routes, he gets open, he has a great feel for zones. And right now I think his production hasn't been there because Terry and Noah Brown are playing so well.
Right.
And Zach's playing so well.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, people are like, oh, we got to get these guys more touches. They're rookie guys in their first year. They're playing well. You know, like when you watch the film, they're doing what they're supposed to do, and they're doing it well. I think Luke plays with a great physicality, much like Ben. It's really nice when he's on the field because he, you know, as a chipper, he does a great job. The understanding of zones and coverage is really, really high with him. So I think as they go, they'll get more involved. And I think there'll be games where maybe Ben has three catches and maybe Luke has four catches. Because, like, that's the great thing about Cliff, in my estimation, is he's not going to force feed touches to people.
Right. Well, and I think it's important to recognize that they're having really good rookie seasons, even if necessarily the production from a, you know, can I play this dude in fantasy or can I bet on this dude for an anytime touchdown? Like, so much has changed in how a lot of people view football because of sports betting and like just the super popularity of fantasy. Like, those dudes, you probably shouldn't be betting on them.
Don't bet on them. But this is something I have a really hard time with fantasy. When people are like, oh, who should I put in for fantasy? And then people list a bunch of names. I'm like, they're good football players. And that's how I judge it, right? Like, when people are like, which tight end should I pick? I'm like, I don't know who's going to have the most catches. I don't know who's going to have the most touchdowns. But if I was making a team, I want those guys on my team. You know, like Zach Ertz, I think, is a great example of
that. So I think people don't recognize how well he's playing.
Zach.
32 catches, 350 yards, a touchdown. But
it's just if you don't recognize
his ability to get
open, you know?
His ability to run routes is just, I mean, he is really, really good. His footwork, all of it.
Yes, and I think that's the thing, is like his superpower is maybe not his top-end velocity. He's not as explosive as he was when he was younger, but he gets it. He gets how to, like, so for example, you know, like we got, like, you know, one plug coverage and there's a guy in man coverage. He's outside leverage. Zach knows how to stem that outside leverage player enough to get away from the plug player, that kind of middle defender, and create a throwing window for Jaden and win consistently versus man-to-man coverage and make contested catches. And so when you look at it, you should look up his third down catch percentage if it's on there. But it's very, very high, and it makes sense because Jaden can go to him in big moments and get these big completions.
How about this? I don't have specific third downs. I'd have to dig a little deeper.
Yeah, we're not into digging here.
Well, we're also live on the air.
Yeah.
Ertz has 33 catches this year. Yeah. 19 of them have gone for
first
downs.
That's a perfect statistic. Yeah, we don't need to dig for that. So that's exactly what I'm talking about.
And that's
about.
Almost two-thirds.
Yes, yeah, 100%.
And I think it was a really smart move organizationally. And, like, it's funny because the coaching stuff, we say DQ, and the front office stuff, we say leaders. I imagine getting Ertz was a far more, like, team concept because I imagine Cliff reached out to him. Those two are tight.
They're tight.
You know what I mean? But rookie quarterback, who obviously is a hell of a player and has hit the ground running in a million ways, the best thing for a rookie quarterback is to give him a big tight end target for third downs.
And it's not even – it's just a guy who, like you said, like this is his value. He understands how to get open, understands coverages, and is a good, friendly target for the quarterback. Like, that's it. And bringing that guy in
– that's really good.
That's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good thing to have. Right. And I think the other thing is –
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Like, when you are in a critical situation, like going for first down, for example, and Jaden Daniels can look to somebody and know that they're going to get open, there is value there. There is confidence there. And so that's what Zach gives you. That's what Terry gives you. Noah gives you an element of that. And I think that's something that when you're talking about the most important thing about this year is developing Jaden Daniels, you brought in somebody who helps you facilitate that and that you know and is a good dude and can lead and help mentor a young tight end if you need to. So I think there are lots of positive boxes checked there.
This is really funny. You played here for Jay, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you know Jay, he's just funny. Like he's a
funny dude.
But as Jay has become more and more of like a media person, the dude coached in the NFL – I mean, he was, a head coach for 6 or 7 years?
Yeah, OC for a long time.
He's got people all over the league. And I assume this is about Trevor Lawrence. Jay Gruden just tweeted out, sources say surgery for Trevor. Damn, get well, man. Hope sources are wrong. I just think that's so funny. I don't know. I assume he's talking about Trevor Lawrence. Is there another Trevor that's hurt that we may or may not know about?
I don't know. That would be the one, I would think.
I know he's been limited at practice. He's got a shoulder injury.
Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So if this is Jay breaking news, it's just a hysterical way to do it.
It's just a funny way to do it.
I love hope sources are wrong. because I feel like...
If you were writing that tweet, how would you write it? Because you're a pro's pro.
Trevor Lawrence... Either sources tell us... Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence is headed for surgery, or Trevor Lawrence headed for surgery per source.
That's how pro does it.
And you try to maybe give a little more information, like expected to go on IR or expected to miss 3 to 6, whatever.
I got a question for you. When you say per source, is that just like your mom giving you that? Or is what qualifies as a source?
That's a great question because this is not understood by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Especially in the Twitter, Instagram era of
gets crazy.
Trade deadline. A source that you can report information from is somebody with direct knowledge.
I see.
They're
like his agent or...
In a scenario like that, it'd be somebody from the team, mm-hmm. but like the coach or the GM.
Right.
Not the dude that works in ticket sales.
Not the quality control guy.
Right. It would be somebody directly from the team or him, the player,
right.
the player's agent.
Right.
Maybe you could go to a publicist if you have a relationship and, like, you know they're locked in. And
right.
typically, like, some people have their agent, and then there's, like, a different dude that handles their yeah. public stuff. But when the publicist is in-house with the agency, you could trust that more. Mm-hmm. But it's someone that knows, right? Not anytime it's a second-hand, yeah. like, yo, I heard,
yeah.
that you cannot report.
That's what I'm saying. And you see people doing that all the time.
Because especially as, like, the world expands and there's, like, yeah, man, my brother is an agent and told me,
yes.
like, you can't. Like, my cousin, yeah. anytime it's removed, one step removed,
yeah.
that is not reportable. And to actually report something, you need to get it from two people, not one.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. The actual, like, journalism rule, and the more I do all this other stuff, the less I feel like a straight-up journalist anymore. But, to actually report something, you have to get a story and then verify it.
Yeah, I think that's... I wish people understood that more because I see people talking about stuff, even on some people like in this sports community here,
totally.
not necessarily on the beat because we got a pretty locked in beat, but it's like, oh, I heard this and this, and like you can't tweet that, like you don't know,
right?
Like, you haven't talked to anybody else, like, or I saw this guy at practice with this on his ankle. Oh, he's
you know, the Twitter doctors that
oh,
just have
dude,
like seen a video,
wild.
And then people like just believe it that it's correct. And the other part of it is, if you do get information like that, right, the right way to handle things is not to run to Twitter. Say it's something about a player on this team. Mm. You call the team, and you're like, hey, I know this. And depending, time gets involved, and if you're going to lose the scoop, like, there's a lot of factors. But you always want to give whatever the subject of the news is a heads up, you have the news.
I see.
And sometimes they're like, yo, here's the context. Can you please hold off on this?
Right.
Like, as you build relationships and start to...
I was going to say, because you want to make sure relationships are maintained.
Totally.
Like, it's important to kind of scoop and be the first one to get it, but also you don't want to damage your relationship with the organization.
Or be wrong, or not have the full story. Like, there's a lot of ways things can
go. That's been interesting, because sometimes I think I thought I've had a scoop or some information before, and I've gone and talked to either the individual or the coach or the agent about it. And that's not really my job, so I don't do this often. But they're like, that's actually not correct. It's actually XYZ. And you're like, oh, that makes way more sense, actually. I'm really glad I didn't go spouting off at the mouth about that.
Interesting times when everybody's in a hurry to get retweets.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.